Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We teased to this particular segment talking about really this idea of self-care. Okay, this is in so many areas. Parents taking care of children through the pandemic, helping them with a house, or perhaps they've lost a job.
Or taking care of their elderly parents.
Taking care of the elderly parents. One person taking care of another person in that relationship. This idea of self-care, where does it fit in the whole idea of retirement, for longevity, for the lifestyle plan that you've put together? And I think we want to explore that because we've had some interesting conversations over the past, I was going to say week, but it's been far more than that. And it influences different people in different ways, right? But you made an interesting analogy. You drew an interesting analogy about an airline process.
Yeah.
Start with that and let's frame this. Let's frame it around that particular
process. Let me go with the story of a friend who is taking care of an elderly parent.
Yep.
And is working her tail off, makes good money, saving whatever she can, and her savings rate is not as high as it could be because she's putting money aside or she's spending money on caring for her parent. But she doesn't know the impact. And so when we have this conversation and I say, you know, you got to look at the bigger picture before you just try to put out fires. Mm-hmm. And she gets, she gives me this little look saying, I don't know really what you're referring to. And I have to use this analogy that you're talking about. So we all have, if you've been on an airplane and you know that they go through a safety briefing with you, in that safety briefing, after they talk about the seatbelt, they talk about when the event, there's a cabin pressure change and the masks get deployed. They show you how to snap that elastic at the back of your head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first part. But they also tell you one thing. If you're traveling with a companion, or especially someone who is like a child, or someone who needs your help, the first thing you do is you put the mask on yourself. Then you put the mask on your child or your traveling companion.
Yep.
And the question is why? Why not just take care of that individual and then put on yours? Because you need to make sure you're okay first before you can take care of somebody
that's
else.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And that's the analogy I use, is that in the planning, most people believe that it's an either or situation. Either I take care of my elderly parent or I take care of myself.
Right.
I can't do both.
Right.
Which is simply not true. Which is simply not true. What's missing is the plan and structure so you can achieve all those goals. Dave, you have a mother who needs help.
Yep.
Now, she's being supported in part by you and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your financial house wasn't in order, you wouldn't know the impacts to you and your family beyond your mother until many years down the road.
Mm-hmm. It could be catastrophic if I didn't know.
Could be catastrophic, right. Or it could be, it is what it is. It wasn't what I was planning, but it is what it is now.
Right.
That's a pretty bad way of living. Like when you could have done more.
Well, it could have done more. What are we capable of doing? I mean, my brother and I, as you know, we sit down and we talk about these things, right? What financial commitments are there going to be? What help does mom need, right? What is the cost of that care? What is the quality of life that we'd like? She's got to factor all that in. Then we see what resources she has, what resources we have, and we make some plans, and everybody's different, right? And we make some plans based on that, and it changes.
Now, keep in mind, what you didn't add on the layer that you both have to discuss, both of you have young kids.
That's right.
Now, post-secondary education payments and, you know, all the other things.
Absolutely.
Weddings and so 100%. Forth that's going to be happening down the road.
Yep.
There now you're in this what's called a sandwich generation. Either you're taking care of the generation above you or the generation below you, but you're stuck in the middle, and you have to figure out both. There are people who just handle these situations fire by fire.
Right.
Throw money here, throw money there. And then when it comes time to handle everything collectively, it's not a cohesive plan.
Yeah. And it's not just a money issue as well. Because I brought up this idea of self-care, right? Thinking about your friend as well. When you build your base, right? When that mask comes down and you put the oxygen mask on yourself first, it's because there's a base level of care that you need to take with respect to yourself, right?
Yeah.
To make sure, again, financial is part of it, an important piece of it. Don't get me wrong.
But not the only piece.
Yeah, right?
I
and
agree.
It is what we always advocate is if you take the time to build that base, if you've done a proper thinking, a proper plan, then you'll have the options available to you. You can choose what options you wish to pursue based on financial, lifestyle, time that you've got, everything else, right?
Yeah, we've only got a couple minutes before we have to go. But I would like to leave some tips for our viewers and listeners about this. Conventionally in our business, in our industry, what's your goal? Retirement. Here's your plan for retirement. Have a nice day.
Right.
Okay. What gets missed out is, tell me about your family structure.
Yeah.
Are you caring for elderly parents? Caring not only financially,
right,
but with your time.
Family dynamic.
Tell me about your family. Tell me about all the goals you would like to have.
Right.
What are your dreams and wishes for every member that's important to you in your family?
Right.
Then I have a better picture. So tip number one, do not go in with a solo goal. Go in with a holistic view of all your concerns, your problems, your issues, and the things that you'd like to get solved.
Right.
That's step number one.
Yep.
Step number two, build a retirement and financial plan for all these goals together. Do not do it in silo pieces.
Yep.
Because if you do it in silo pieces, one will have to then sacrifice the other.
Well, that's maybe the problem, is you may not know what you're sacrificing if it's done in silos, right? So
correct.
What I was going to say is add to that, is be dynamic. So in my mom's case, things in your dad's case, not the same as mine, but there's care requirements that you have.
Yep.
It changes all the time, right? And so it's not, a plan is never set and forget. It's about constantly reviewing against the experiences that you're trying to have.
Yeah.
As an example, when my mom had to go into a home, okay, that wasn't, we wanted to plop mom in a home. When dad passed, as you know, mom stayed with me. As her dementia got worse, she became socially isolated in my house because I was at work. That was not the best experience for her. We had to reevaluate based on that, go back to the plan and do another set of calculations.
And you need a team that you can work with to help the situation.
That's right.
They may not have all the answers. They may not have all the resources to do it, but they can help you quarterback and find the solutions to
right.
this. In this stage of life where you're transitioning to, so you're less than 10 years away from retirement and you're going into retirement, is the most vulnerable time in your life,
yeah.
not only from a financial perspective, but from a family dynamic perspective. So having the right team on board is tip number three.
Yep.
Make sure that you have the right team members who have got experience and expertise in these areas so that you do not have to guess, cross your fingers, and hope it all works out. You actually have a plan that you know will work for your specific family situation.
Absolutely. Nobody's alone in this as you go through retirement. Nobody's alone. There's a big community and there's specialists that can help you put it together. And we're going to talk about that process at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about a seminar or a webinar that you put together, and most will talk about how do you handle your portfolio, yep. Faisal? What's going on in this growth bucket you keep on talking about? Sure, I'll cover that. But there's also a conversation about the biggest risks in retirement. Now, we'll touch on the financial side of it, of course, because it's a financial session. But we want people to come in and think about all of their family dynamics.
Right.
Right? And how do you achieve all of those goals? And that's the interesting thing is, I would love for anybody listening or watching this to say to their advisor, make all my goals become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Here are all my goals. Make it work. And watch how hard they have to put things together to figure it out, to make it. It's unbelievable what you have to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to have these kind of conversations. We're going to show you the biggest risk and the solution to the problem on Tuesday, July 13th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, we want to thank you for joining us for another edition on More Than Money on CHQR 770. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.